Good morning, ladies. Today, we will be demonstrating the proper method for draining a boy. As you know, milking boys is necessary to keep them submissive. A boy that isn't thoroughly drained on a daily schedule can become unruly and undisciplined, which is unacceptable. When all of you ladies leave this class, you will be able to purchase your own male, and you will need to be well practiced in the fine arts of ball draining to keep your property obedient. Now, let's bring out the first test subject. This one was just purchased for my home use, but I felt it would be fitting for class demonstration. Notice he has a leash on him. Males who haven't been milked recently often require a leash in class or they get unruly. Let's bring him to the milking block. Come here, boy. Come here. Don't be frightened. Good boy. Now, I will remove his Velcro pouch and expose his genitals. There. Bring your boy up to the milking block so that his genitals are coming out of the hole on the other side of the block. There. Now securely fasten his wrists and ankles to the milking block with the attached leather straps. Okay. There. Good. Already. Please, never milk a boy unless he is firmly fastened and secured. The milking process is incredibly intense and frightening to them. All unsecured males might try to get away from the milking or damage himself during the orgasmic convulsions. We can't have that. If you find their noises bothersome, you can always fit them with a ball gag. But I personally like to hear their screams and whimpers without the gag, so I will leave it off him today. How are you feeling, honey? A little scared? A little embarrassed to be naked in front of my whole class of beautiful women? Oh, that's okay, baby. That's natural. I'm looking forward to our first milking together. I hope that you will be a good boy for me. Do you think you can be a good boy for mommy? Good. Good boy. I was just giving the male some reassuring words. The milking process is part physical, part psychological. You need to be talking to the male through much of the process. This helps imprint your dominance over them. Notice how I was just also softly stroking his bottom when I was talking to him? Your touch and your words go together to help make the boy submissive. I'm just letting my right hand run softly over his bottom and his thighs back to his tushy, making him feel relaxed and at ease. And look what's happening. Just my slow sensual touch is having an effect on his peanuts. It's starting to stir. Good boy. Now I'm going to bring my hand around to the front of the milking block. And I'm just going to cup his balls in my hand. There we go. Just softly massage the balls back and forth. Back and forth. Oh, look how his penis is responding. It's getting erect. Good boy. Now, does mommy's hand feel good petting you, my little pet? Oh, I know it does. Look at how your little penis is getting hard for me. What a good boy. Would you like it if mommy would take that penis in her hand and just start petting it back and forth? Would you like that, honey? Oh, I know you will. Yes, I do. Notice how I was referring to myself as mommy. This is an integral part of the process to instill a feeling of submissiveness and obedience in the male. No word carries more psychological power to a male's subconscious than mommy. They will naturally want to please and obey their mommy. Get in the habit of always referring to yourself as such with your males. Now, while one hand is petting his balls, I will use the other hand to softly stroke his penis. How does that feel, precious? Very good, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, your breathing is changing, honey. Starting to let out little gasps. That's so sweet. I like how you're getting nice and hard in Mommy's hand. Good boy. Doesn't it feel good when it gets hard? And Mommy's hand just slowly glides up and down and up and down. That's so nice, precious. Oh, I can feel just a little bit of pre-cum coming out of the tip. Very good, little one. Let me kiss my good boy on his forehead. Now that the male has emitted some pre-cum, he is ready for a more vigorous milking. First, in order to catch all of his semen when he comes, I will fasten the collection bulb to the head of his penis. You can see how this bulb is connected to a long tube. All of his semen will be collected into the tube to use later, whenever you wish. I will apply some of this milking cream to both my hands. There. Now I bring my hands back to his erect penis and balls. Oh, there we go. You can grip his shaft tightly with the milking cream. Just close your fist nice and tight and run it from the tip of his penis to the base and back to the tip, giving slow, smooth strokes. With my other hand, I can massage and stroke his balls. Notice his facial expression. His mouth is open wide and his breathing has become labored as he's making all sorts of helpless whimpering noises. Make sure you continue to speak to him to imprint his submissiveness with your milking. Oh, how does that feel, baby? Is Mommy making her little baby feel good? Yes, I am. Yes, I am, precious. Oh, I just love to hear my baby make little whimpering sounds as I stroke him. Yes, I do. It feels so nice to feel you quake and shiver between my loving hands, gliding all over your throbbing shaft. Do you like it when Mommy twists her hands like this as she's going up and down on that little penis? Yes, you do. Oh, it feels so wonderful when Mommy corkscrews her hand over you like that. You are doing very well, little prince. Good boy. Notice how the boy is emitting more and more pre-cum from his penis. It's oozing out of him. I can feel it with my other hand how his balls are retracting up into his body. That means he's getting closer to orgasm. In order to prolong the milking and produce the maximum yield from his balls, you should grip around the base of his scrotum with your hand. Tightly grip it shut. Listen to him let out little yelps at that. He's starting to get quite scared from the growing intensity of the milking. I will increase my stroking tempo. Now, you can see the boy start to shake all over his body. His orgasm is approaching and it fills him with a sense of helplessness. Notice how he's trying to pull back from my milking fists, but he can't due to his restraints. Oh, baby, it's just too intense, isn't it, honey? Is it too much? Oh, don't worry, precious. Mommy knows exactly what she's doing. I have done this to so many boys, honey. I know just how to increase the pressure in your balls so when I finally let you come, you will be screaming and shooting for over a minute, dear. Yes, you will. And Mommy will be with you the whole time, taking you through it. That's right, honey. It's now time for his first ejaculation. It will increase the speed of my milking fist dramatically while gripping his balls tightly. He will start to go into convulsions trying to come, but my hand around his balls will prevent it. When you feel that he can't take it anymore, merely loosen the pinching grip around the base of his scrotum and the dam will burst. he will shoot out uncontrollably into the collection tube. Observe. What's the matter, baby? Do you want to come? Do you? Oh, you poor dear. Mommy is squeezing the base of your scrotum so tight and not letting any of that nasty semen out. Oh, my poor baby. Listen to my baby cry and weep. You want to come so bad, don't you? My poor little boy. If I let you come, do you promise to always be a good boy for your mommy? Do you? Do you promise to always do whatever mommy says? Do you? Oh, good boy. You are a good boy. Yes. I think my baby has cried and pleaded enough. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go, baby. Listen to my voice, honey. Listen to me and obey. Shoot. 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 That's it. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're just coming so hard. Oh, my poor baby is shooting so much. Keep shooting, honey. That's it. Shoot. 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 Oh, listen to all that screaming. So much screaming and so much coming. What a poor little baby. Good boy. Good boy. I'm just doing some deep, slow strokes back and forth to wring out any more semen that's still left in his shaft. Notice how his whole body is still shaking, with tears flowing down his face from his orgasm. This is perfectly natural, and the effect you want to achieve. Did you hear how he was wailing mommy during much of the ejaculation? That's exactly what you want. And displays how much the submissive imprinting is working on him. There. Now you might think after all that coming that he's completely spent. But that's not the case. Males never shoot all of their balls' contents in one ejaculation. So how do you get what's left? It's very simple, ladies. We use these luscious lips that Goddess gave us, and we suck it out. Normally, I would do this myself, but since I need to continue the lecture, I've asked one of my fellow headmistresses to help me. This is Miss Vent. As you can see, her lips are just like mine. Have attained the full, thick, cock-sucking lips that all women acquire through maturity and experience. Miss Vent, if you will. As you can see, our test subject's penis has softened a bit after his orgasm, but Miss Vent will take care of that. Even though his penis is very sensitive right now and raw, slow, tender lickings all along it will soon awaken it again. And you can see that shocked look on his face as she licks him up and down. He's starting to plead and ask her to stop. Just ignore him. Just continue licking. He will get hard against his will. There. You can see it getting fully erect again. Miss Vent will now start the sculpting phase. Miss Vent has placed the boy's penis all the way in her mouth. And she has tightened her lips around the base of his shaft, forming an airtight seal. Her tongue is now sculpting all over his trapped penis, going up and down it, all around it. He's occasionally emitting pre-cum when she sucks down her throat when she tastes it. This is the preparation phase to get the penis primed for the feeling of intense stimulation again. Normally, if I was sucking him, I would not be able to talk to him during this phase. But since Miss Vent is attending to him, I can further imprint on him. Please note that, if you like, you can always use the help of another woman during this fellatio portion so you can still talk to the boy and imprint his submissiveness. How are you feeling, little one? Isn't it so amazing to be trapped in your mommy's mouth? Can you feel her tongue just lovingly going all over that little penis of yours? And she lovingly swallows whatever she tastes some of your delicious milk. You're in heaven, aren't you? It's much nicer than that aggressive stroking mommy was doing earlier, isn't it? That was just too intense, wasn't it? But this feels like floating through heaven. Your tender penis is just being loved, worshipped, and coddled in mommy's mouth. Yes, it is, baby. So the sculpting phase has lulled the boy into a false sense of security and bliss. You can see how his head is tilted back, and he can barely keep his eyes open as his penis is just licked and sucked, effectively hypnotizing him. He won't notice at first when you begin to slowly suck and start moving your head back and forth over his trapped penis. See how Miss Vent is now doing that? She's formed a tight suction with her cheeks and all around his cock in her mouth as she slowly pistons up and down with her lips. The boy is still hypnotized, making little moaning sounds. See now how Miss Vent's suction is so tight around his cock, you can see every contour of it through her cheeks? He will begin to notice this pressure soon. Now, Miss Vent has increased her tempo. Notice the boy now. He's come out of his blissful haze, and his penis and balls are feeling that increased pressure on them that they have never felt before. He's beginning to panic. Notice him trying to shake and pull at his bonds. He's frightened of the impending orgasm because he's just beginning to feel that it will be even more powerful than the first one. He's correct. Proper cock sucking to fully drain the balls after initial stroking orgasm is always more powerful. Now, he's beginning to weep and bleed again. If you were sucking him, you should just ignore him and keep building the sucking pressure. Wave upon wave. If you're helping out another woman, you can do further imprinting on him. Aw, my poor baby. Is it scary? Is it? Feels like mommy is building something up inside of you with her relentless sucking, doesn't it? Oh, you didn't think you had anything more to give, mommy, but she's sucking and sucking, and she's going to take everything out of you, honey. Oh, you have more to give, and mommy's going to take it, dear. And there's nothing you can do about it. There. Oh, there, baby. So much whimpering and crying. My poor little one is so scared. Oh, let me sing you a little lullaby, honey. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna suck you dry. If my baby doesn't come, Mama's gonna keep sucking you some. When my baby finally bursts, it's going to be much more than the first. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna suck you dry. This is it, baby. This is it. It's time to come for your mommy, baby. Yes, it is. You can't hold it back. No, you can't stop it from happening. You're gonna come. You are going to come. Oh, you're gonna come so hard. It's gonna happen, baby. Oh, yes. Don't fight it, honey. Don't fight it. Mommy is sucking you so hard. Oh, baby, come. Come, baby. Oh, yes. Come. That's it. Good boy. Oh, what a good boy. Oh, you're coming so hard. Oh, all the screaming. Oh, my poor baby. Coming so hard. Oh, baby, it's not stopping. Mommy's not stopping. Oh, coming so hard. So hard. Why won't mommy stop? Why won't mommy stop? Because she owns you. Yes, she does. She owns you. Come for mommy. Keep coming for mommy. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Well, there you have it. Let's give a nice round of applause for Miss Vent. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, thank you. As you can see, the boy is passed out from his mind-shattering orgasm. That's natural. Nothing to worry about. He'll awaken in a bit. A daily ball draining like this will leave the male utterly subservient to you. He will follow you and obey you meekly because you have imprinted your dominance over him. I hope you found today's demonstration informative and useful. Class dismissed.